power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 25th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and exclusions apply. See store for details.
You need windows, you need Window World. But not just windows. Insulation, siding, entry doors, gutters, soffits. Window World windows, the best windows out there, according to Good Housekeeping. They've got their seal of approval. The company, number one ranked when it comes to retail satisfaction, according to J.D. Power and Associates. 314-993-1800. You need windows? It's as simple as one phone call. Call for free estimate. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.com.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Missouri
Missouri Numismatic Society.
Huh, thanks. It's the Missouri Numismatic Society's 52nd annual coin show.
At the St. Charles Convention Center.
Yes, at the Missouri
Missouri Numismatic
Society coin show. There'll be 180 dealers, free admission, and free parking.
There'll be an auction Friday at 5 p.m. and a Boy Scout Merit Badge seminar Saturday at 11 a.m.
At the Missouri Numismatic.
Very good.
Thank you. Society's 52nd annual coin show. This Friday through Sunday at the St. Charles Convention Center.
Right now, people in cars are telling other people in the car, shh, shut up, the Wood Report's coming on. Talk about it later. This is when the volume gets cranked up. All ears are on what you're about to hear. Because who doesn't care about people like the Kim Kardashians of the world? I know I do. I want to know who's divorcing, who's engaged, who had a baby, who's living with whom, and who's leaving whom. I can't wait. It's called The Wood Report, and here with it is Tina Marie Dalfiez.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right, lay it on us.
Well, the newest news is that Sherman Hemsley, who played George Jefferson, has
died. This is fresh off the press.
Fresh off the press. He was 74. He was most well known as George Jefferson, the spinoff from All in the Family. He had no wife and no kids, and they think he died from natural causes. I guess it'll take a little while before we find out.
Did he ever have a wife or just currently no wife? Was he never married?
I don't think he was ever married or ever had children.
I never watched the Jeffersons. I know the moving on up. I know the theme. Mm-hmm. And I know he called his wife Wheezy.
Right.
But I never watched the show.
He was also a professional singer, and he released a single in 1989 called Ain't That a Kick in the Head. But that's a
Dean Martin. Yeah, that was a big Dean Martin hit.
Ain't That a Kick. Yeah, okay.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like a fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Former Disney lead Mouseketeer and voice actress Jenny Tyler died in a Washington State nursing home at the age of 86 of natural causes.
What was she? Mouseketeer?
Yes, she was the lead one after, I guess, Annette Funicello.
What was her name?
Jenny Tyler. It says when the episodes of the Mickey Mouse Club were repackaged for syndication in 1963, Tyler became the head Mouseketeer, who hosted new segments of the TV show that were woven around the old. She was also the voice of Polynesia the Parrot, who helped teach Rex Harrison to talk to the animals in the movie Dr. Doolittle, and she sang the parts of barnyard animals in Mary Poppins.
I never wanted to see that Dr. Doolittle stuff. It just doesn't, I don't know, interest me.
Warner Brothers, the studio behind The Dark Knight Rises, is making a donation to charities that are supporting the victims of the theater shooting.
Why do people, does anybody want to sort of paint the producers of the movie as the bad guy here? I mean, that's fine that they're doing that.
But it's just PR.
No, there are people, like canceling the Batman visit to the hospital, Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. Why? They didn't do anything. It could have just as easily been, pick any violent movie a nut could go into. They didn't do anything.
Well, then today, they quickly changed some things around. They have a movie coming out called Gangster Squad.
Yeah, I saw
it. It has Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, and Sean Penn.
Yeah.
And in the trailer, a bunch of gangsters start shooting from behind a movie screen at all the people sitting in the theater.
Mm.
And it did show once today before they called and said, do not show that ever again. They're putting out a new trailer as quickly as possible.
Okay.
DC Comics is asking retailers to postpone the sales of a Batman comic book. That's they say it's out of respect for the victims. I don't know what's in it, but it just said it could be perceived as insensitive in light of recent events. So they're holding off the sales of this new comic book from tomorrow until August 22nd.
I don't get a lot of the politically correct stuff. You know, we just had all those illegal aliens flip over in a pickup truck, okay? Mm-hmm. 23 people in a truck. So if a movie were coming out and there's a scene in it where a truck flips over and people fall out and get killed, should you not run that too? I mean, I don't get it.
I know.
They're not related.
There's this actress. Her name is Caitlin Lieb, and she is playing the role of the three-breasted prostitute in the upcoming Total Recall movie.
What?
Three-breasted?
You remember that from the original Arnold Schwarzenegger one? Yeah.
There's a photo of
the original
online.
Arnold Schwarzenegger what?
Total Recall.
I didn't see it.
Oh, it was a,
there
it was
a woman
kind
in
kind of a cheesy movie, yeah.
Yeah. Jessica Biel is right, also. This one has Jessica Biel and...
That does not appeal to me. If I knew there was a woman here working at the station who had three boobs, mm-hmm. and somebody said, would you like to see it? No.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Why
well, she
not?
Is strutting around Comic-Con 2012, and evidently it's, you know, a big kind of
It's like
fake.
A tube top thing. It's
right. It just
all
has
three.
A strap covering the nipples of all three boobs. Okay.
Yeah.
Say that.
Well, she's all aggravated because men are staring at her and the people are asking her if those are real, if she had another one, boob added on. And she's offended. It's like, hello, you're going to walk around.
Is this a real condition? She actually has
No, it's
for the
movie.
It's a prosthetic.
Deals that she has on. She's not even showing her real boobs. They're underneath.
But there are women who have three. I mean,
well, these are three full size.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are.
Nipples, maybe. A third nipple, but not a third boob.
Uh-oh.
So she just wants to make sure people know
that would not excite me.
Oh, man.
I would be freaked out by that. No.
How could
you'd love three boobs?
Why wouldn't three be better than two?
I disagree.
Well, cast of what's it called?
That's like saying I would like to. Ooh, she's got three good-looking legs. No, I don't. That's like a spider, half a spider.
Man, I'm moving on. The cast of Modern Family
legs.
They're in
one
negotiations for more money. You guys aren't paying attention.
Yeah, we are.
It's Julie Bowen, Ty Burrell, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Eric Stone Street, and Sofia Vergara. They were paid $65,000 an episode. Now they want more.
I don't blame them.
They're talking about $150,000 plus a $50,000 bonus, $200,000 the next year, $225,000, up to $325,000. But now they're also trying to renegotiate because there's this contract they signed for 7 years, and California has a law that says you can't sign this contract for 7 years because it would prohibit them from working outside of Modern Family. And what else does it do?
I'm sick of these people not making enough money on TV and movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give them more money.
So they're all kind of going against the TV show together so that they have more
power. Good for them. They need more
money. Of course, Ed O'Neill, he started out making $105,000 because he was the go-to guy.
Biggest star. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sybil Shepherd is engaged. To psychologist Andrei Nikolayevich.
I know.
She's 62. This will be her third marriage. William Balfour. He is the scumbag who killed Jennifer Hudson's mother, her brother, and her nephew. Mm-hmm. He's been sentenced to three consecutive life sentences.
That's not enough.
That's a Balfour.
That's a start.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Robert Downey Jr. is the most valuable movie star in Hollywood. This is according to Vulture.com's latest study. It's a website. They set up eight categories to quantify the value of the star. They talked to five studio heads. They were asked to, you know, say who they thought would be the most bankable star.
That's
got to
be more flattering than even an Academy Award. When you read that the studio executives got together and said, you're the most valuable star, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm.
Right. He also had the box office numbers, and Oscar wins and nominations, critic scores based on Metacritic, and appearances on magazine covers.
Well, his price just went up.
Yeah, all you got to do is point to this story right here and go, yep, that's not going
to
be enough money.
You're talking to his agent, you go, well, why do you think your boy's worth so much money? Here, read this.
Well, that Iron Man just put him over the top. But the top 10 from the bottom are George Clooney, Meryl Streep, Angelina Jolie, Clint Eastwood, Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, Denzel Washington, Johnny Depp, Will Smith, and Robert Downey Jr.
Will Smith?
Did you just do the boing for Clint Eastwood?
Yes, he did.
Oh.
Come on, Will Smith doesn't belong in with that other group.
I think so. He's got a lot
of
big movies.
Get off my lawn.
You know, Clint Eastwood in that Gran Torino sounds very much like Christian Bale's Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he does,
Get off my lawn. And now, I'm Batman. Same thing. Thank you.
It is weird, though. He puts the suit on and he talks in a totally different voice. Like,
I'd like to do. Can I do a scene from Dark Knight with Heath Ledger?
Sure.
Thank you. This is the scene where the Heath Ledger character, that crazy Joker, is talking to, what was her name? The girl in the dark.
Oh, did you practice?
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Maggie Gyllenhaal. And where, you remember that scene where, let me get into the character.
Oh, yeah, he did. He ordered the movie the other night. So
well, hello, beautiful. And you are beautiful. And then there's a part where she struggles. He goes, oh, you like to fight. Oh, I like that. And then you hear, then you're going to love me.
Wow.
That was creepy.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. Even creepier seeing it in person.
You know, I got these scars. No, I won't. I won't do it.
Go Thank on. You.
You're going to love me.
Fred Willard has responded to his arrest for committing a lewd act while in the adult movie theater. On Twitter, he says, wait till you hear my version, much more PG, and my review, lousy film, but theater would make a terrific racquetball court.
What does that mean?
He's just being funny. His lawyer says that Fred did nothing wrong. He was not in violation of any law. They're working to clear his name. But the day after this happened, he was fired as host and narrator of the PBS show Market Warriors. But he still hosts ABC's improv comedy, Trust Us With Your Life.
Okay, wait a second.
You porn offered him to come to his house and set up a computer and an account and everything. He goes, Fred, you don't have to go to the movie theater anymore. You can get this all at home.
He wasn't doing anything wrong.
That's what he says.
Was he charged with something? Wasn't he charged with lewd conduct?
He was charged, right.
Apparently not. I don't think you can.
He was arrested for committing a lewd act.
But then it was dropped, right?
Well, they're saying in his case, he is eligible for a diversion program. He could do some required courses and pay like $380. But they also found out that he was arrested on lewd conduct charges back in 1990.
He's done.
What are the details on that one?
They have not revealed any details.
So can you or can you not take your wiener out in a theater?
I think first I heard something in a story in California. Maybe
it's okay in California to take your wiener out?
I mean, it was, something happened. Man. Yeah.
I don't know. Mark Wahlberg has put his Beverly Hills mansion on the market. The home has 7 bedrooms, 10 bathrooms, a putting green, lagoon-style swimming pool, waterfalls, cabanas, grotto spa, guest house, movie theater, and basketball court. And you can buy it for $12.9 million.
What's a grotto spa?
Oh, it's like the grotto at the Playboy Mansion. It's the kind of like a cave
grotto
thing. It's
you never
like
hear the word grotto, like except for Playboy. You never hear grotto.
No, you hear grotto like in Catholic things.
Yeah,
the grotto of a shrine.
Our Lady of the Snows has
grotto. I didn't know that.
It's
I'm
like a
kidding.
Cave with like openings, and you can go sit inside.
Okay.
Friends say Demi Moore is heartbroken over the fact that Ashton Kutcher is seeing Mila Kunis.
I'm sure she is.
Kutcher and Kunis. Say that 3 times fast. Kutcher and Kunis.
Sounds dirty.
We're spotted. Yeah.
Who's Kutcher and her Kunis?
They were spotted making out.
Their celebrity name could be Kutchness.
Get your Kutcher away
from
my Kunis.
How about Kutchins?
Yeah.
They were spotted making out after his rap party for that film Jobs. So.
That sounds like a Fred Willard arrest. He had his Kutcher out and he was looking at her Kunis.
After his Jobs film.
Yeah.
Chris Brown spent a couple of days on Rihanna's yacht that she's chartering around the French Riviera. A friend says Rihanna doesn't want anyone to know that they were together.
You think any of Steve's assistants ever said anything like, hey, can you give me a hand, Jobs? Thanks, thank you so much.
Tina got a kick out of that one.
She did.
Mariah Carey, now the highest paid judge in reality television, 1 year deal worth close to $18 million. Britney Spears makes $15 or $16 million based on the story on X Factor. Christina Aguilera only $10 million for her third season of The Voice. Jennifer Lopez made $12 million on her.
I can see it now. Aguilera's going to be all upset because Mariah's
probably.
What a bunch of spoiled brats.
Well, they were backed up against the wall. They have no judges, and the show's starting soon.
Oh,
with
she couldn't have been in a better spot.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
This is going to boost her career.
We'll see.
Season 9 American Idol winner Lee DeWise married model and actress Jonah Walsh over the weekend. The wedding included a song that DeWise wrote for his bride called Who Would Have Known?
That's beautiful.
Which will appear on his next album. The couple met in October of 2010 when Lee chose Jonah to be in his Sweet Serendipity music video.
You know what Lee DeWise ought to do? He ought to put out a Christmas album with other male singers. Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem with Lee DeWise men. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much.
Kirstie Alley being sued for allegedly lying about how she lost 100 pounds. The suit's filed by a California woman. She claims Organic Liaison, the weight loss product that Kirstie sells online and on QVC, is not the reason that Kirstie lost all that weight. She says it's because of Dancing with the Stars and a low-calorie diet. She's filed a class action lawsuit against Kirstie Alley and Organic Liaison.
Well, the last time I saw Kirstie Alley, I think she's lying simply because I didn't see that she'd lost 100 pounds. She was still pretty big from what I could see.
TJ Jackson, he's the 34-year-old son of Michael Jackson's brother Tito, trying to get temporary guardianship of Michael's three kids.
Good luck.
It's all over money, control, all that kind of
good
stuff.
Good luck, TJ.
Right. Emily Maynard received a marriage proposal from Jeff Holm on the season finale of The Bachelorette Sunday night.
Oh.
You know who watches that?
McGraw.
What's that guy in the morning? What's
McGraw
his name?
Watches
yeah,
it.
He watches The Bachelorette.
I can't believe it.
I don't know another man that watches
this. Guy gave her a 3.5 carat diamond ring valued at around $150,000. Yes, at the movies, The Dark Knight Rises made $160.9 million during its opening weekend. It's the third best debut of all time, the best ever for a 2D movie. 2008's Dark Knight opened with $158 million. The Avengers still number one, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows number two. Ice Age Continental Drift was second at the box office with $20.4 million, and The Amazing Spider-Man made another $10.9 million.
That's a great movie. That
over 228.
That's
million.
A better movie than this new Dark Knight thing. It is
really
it's a better movie, I think.
Birthdays. There are so many birthdays. I'll try and make it quick. Bindi Irwin.
Who?
Bindi Irwin.
Oh,
Steve Irwin's daughter.
Yeah.
Oh. She's the Jungle
Crikey.
Girl. Bindi the Jungle Girl.
Crikey.
She's 14. Actress Mara Wilson. She's 25. You would recognize her. She was the youngest daughter on Mrs. Doubtfire. She was in Miracle on 34th Street.
And she's 25?
Yep.
Wow, we're old. We're getting so old.
Actress Anna Paquin. You know who that is. True
the
Blood.
Only reason, well, I know. Wasn't she in The Piano?
Yes, she won an Academy
the
Award.
The worst movie
supporting
I have ever tried to watch. The Piano. What a horrible
now
movie.
Now she plays Sookie Stackhouse in True Blood. She's 30. Actress Elizabeth Moss, another person you know because of Mad Men, is 30.
Sorry, but I just thought.
Oh, no, here we go.
Something.
Go ahead.
It was.
Here it comes.
Suki, and I can't share it.
Oh.
It was another different last name for Suki.
What was that song, Sukiyaka or something?
Sukiyaki.
No, Sukiyaki.
No, go ahead. I can't share it.
Okay. Actress Rose Byrne. Remember her from Bridesmaids? She was
which
the uppity one, the skinny uppity one.
She was kind of cute.
She is cute.
Oh, the rich girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was perfect for that.
She's also in the TV show Damages. She's 33.
You know who's in the Damages? Glenn Close.
Yes.
And boy, is she ugly. Glenn Close
she's
turned ugly.
Yeah,
she just
did.
Turned ugly. This is the same Glenn Close that was in Fatal Attraction that was actually smoking hot in the elevator doing it with Michael Douglas.
And The Big Chill. She was kind of cute in that.
And now she just looks like a man or something. I'm
actor
sorry.
Eric Zamanda. He is Greg Sanders. For the last 12 years, he's played Greg Sanders in CSI. He's 37. Yeah. Basketball player turned actor Rick Fox. Remember from Dancing with the Stars, the real tall guy?
Yes,
he's 43.
The guy who loved himself.
He seemed like it did.
Yeah, he did.
Jennifer Lopez is 43. Kristen Chenoweth, little teeny Kristen.
She is so little.
Yeah.
Her head, she can barely hold her own head on her own body. She's so little.
She's like a weeble.
Yeah.
She's 44. Actor Kadeem Hardison. He was Dwayne Wayne on A Different World. Remember that?
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
I sure don't.
The Cosby Show spinoff. Yeah.
He's 47. Country singer Pam Tillis is 55. Actress Linda Carter. She was Wonder Woman back in 1975. She's 61.
You know what Pam's dad said to her for her birthday?
Right.
Happy birthday, honey.
Pam.
And Mel Tillis lost that stutter, too.
When he sang, he lost it. Yeah.
I saw an interview. He said he continued to fake the stutter because people expected it. And, and even after he had sort of mastered it, he kept it as part of his
routine.
Yeah, which I think is probably smart to just keep it as part of the routine.
Smart.
Yeah.
Actor Michael Richards. Well, we all know him as Cosmo Kramer.
How could a guy's career get killed the way his did? With all the stuff these other people do. Look at Hasselhoff. Look at Mel Gibson. Look at the horrific Roseanne Barr. All the despicable, demeaning, degrading. And this guy loses it one night, and he's done.
Well, his career was dead before that. After Seinfeld, there was nothing. Yeah.
But it just seems to me the other people's careers have been dead. And they bring him back. It's almost like the world said, we're not even going to let you come back because of this.
He was just so quirky. Wow. He only worked at that one character.
He's 63, by the way.
Okay.
UHF, he was funny. And with
Do you know who Robert Hayes is?
Yes, he was in Airplane.
Yep, he was funny. He's 65. Comedian Gallagher is 66.
Boy, does he still draw an audience?
I have no idea.
He's had like three heart attacks.
How many times can you smash melons?
And his brother does the same show.
Yeah, that's a...
Yeah.
Actor Chris Sarandon, who was married to Susan Sarandon, is 70. Actor Mark Goddard, he played Major Don West on Lost in Space.
Wait, Susan Sarandon's name is from Chris Sarandon?
Uh-huh. That's not
Wasn't she the
name.
One who was with Tim Robbins?
Yes.
Yeah.
She kept that.
Oh, she kept her. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who was the other one from Lost in Space?
Mark Goddard. He was Major Don West.
Oh, wow, yeah. What a career he hasn't had.
Yeah.
He's actually been in a whole bunch of other things, it was kind of bit
him.
Parts. Right. He's 76. Ruth Buzzy, who I didn't even know was still around.
Oh, my goodness.
Ruth Buzzy.
Yeah,
boy,
she is.
What a looker.
She is 76. And finally, actor John Aniston, best known as Victor Kiriakis.
I thought it was Aniston.
No, it's Aniston.
Not?
Different guy.
He's on Days of Our Lives, and the dad of Jennifer is 79. And that was the Wood Report.
Woo! I'll tell you, you can have your Access Hollywood, your Entertainment Tonight's, you can have your People magazines. Give me the Wood Report any day. And that day is Tuesday. And a big round of applause for the woman who makes it what it is, Tina Dalpia.
Thank you.
A lot of work into that. All right. I came in a little early today because I had a meeting. With Tom Matheny at 1 o'clock downstairs at a place that I won't name. But I got in here to the station and I dropped it's not a briefcase, just a bag. I dropped it off. And I went back in the kitchen and somebody said, do you want some pizza? There were two pizza boxes, big pizza boxes. Mm-hmm. This is so typical of the class system that exists in radio between management / salespeople and the rest of us underlings. It was sad because there were two open boxes. In one box was sort of a piece of a piece.
Oh, not even a full piece.
Yeah. And the other box had two pieces of something nobody wanted.
Oh.
And I said, where did the pizza come from? And they said, oh, the sales and management people had a meeting, and they brought this in. It's like giving your dog leftovers.
Oh, scraps.
Throw the scraps in for the little people. Mm. This business, it's sad and it's cruel. And I thought you should know. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. That means they do kitchens, they do bathrooms, and they do home entertainment rooms. And they started the home entertainment room part of the business after everybody realized their big old bulky TVs were outdated. And you didn't need that bookcase that came 3 feet out from the wall anymore, because a flat screen didn't require as much space, and you could save that square footage. With regard to kitchens and bathrooms, I can speak pretty well to those two lines because I've had them do. I've had Thompson Price. They did our kitchen. Now, if we stay in this house, we've been in this house 26 years. If we stay in there much longer, I would seriously have to take a look at doing the kitchen again because, you know, every 20 years or so, some really great innovative stuff comes along. You know what I like? And Tom Price showed me this in the showroom. They have a faucet. And this has been out for years because Thompson Price's people get their hands on stuff that I don't even know. I didn't even know anything like this existed. It's a faucet, like a kitchen faucet. You touch either the blue or the red light in hot and cold water. That is the greatest thing. I like things that light up. You could sell me, if anybody out there wants to sell me something, put a light on it. Make it light up, and there's a pretty good chance you can sell it to me. I was in the showroom a few days ago, and I used the bathroom just so I could use that electronic commode, that toilet seat. And I was wishing that I needed to poop. I really did. Well, I did. No, and I didn't need to. Too. And I didn't need to, and I was actually wishing that I needed to. So
you wouldn't want
to
do that? Open the door in the showroom then and have all that?
It's a private bathroom. It's a closed bathroom. It's not open. It's not out in the open.
Nope. Hey, Frank, you in there?
Yeah, I'll be out of there.
Once the door opens up, the smell doesn't stay in there.
It's really... And you never find yourself wanting to number two anywhere but your home. That's how slick this toilet thing is. Hey, this electronic drying, washing, blowing water and air on you. It's unbelievable.
Do they have a toilet like that, like similar to that, that would have a fan that would just kind of...
This has a fan.
Draws the air.
Draws the air down.
And down through the water?
I think it does.
Nice.
I'm telling you, it's like a, it's like something that they took out of the Jetsons home or some futuristic spaceship or something. It's the greatest toilet. I don't know about most people, but I don't particularly like to sit on the pot. It's just not something. This makes you almost not dread it so much. You go, well, I got to go poop, but that's okay because I'm going to, and whatever that name of this thing is. And by the way, it's something like $1,500. It's not nearly as pricey as you think it would be. And you can adapt your existing toilet. You just need, as long as there's power to the room, and doesn't just about every bathroom have a light switch? I mean, there's power there. They tie into that and boom, you're in business. And then there are all the different countertops now. And I remember when this whole granite countertop thing kind of took off. There were a couple of different lines that you could buy. Now, my goodness, it's unbelievable what you can do with a kitchen or a bathroom to make it so much more than just a kitchen or bathroom. Still very functional, but spectacular. And if you want to do it that way and you want to look at it for years and years and years and still think, wow, this is the best money we ever spent, then here's the place. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. The showroom is in De Pere. It's a half mile east of 270 on Manchester next to McAllister's Deli in the same shopping center with TJ Maxx. Here's the website, thompsonprice.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Scott. They've just gotten, I'm sorry, not Scott. Thanks, Tina. They've just gotten a stall. They've just gotten a stall tractor trailer out of the way. Westbound Highway 40 at Tucker. It had been there for about 5-10 minutes or so. So now we're finally moving westbound Highway 40 between the Poplar Street Bridge and Tucker. Remember, you've only got one lane through there, so that had traffic stopped. Eastbound on Highway 40, working with an accident now just before the Poplar Street Bridge in the acceleration lane from the 6th Street ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge in the right lane there. That has you backed up to at least the Market Street exit, the Market and Chestnut exit eastbound on Highway 40. 40 westbound this afternoon, headed out of the city. A little bit of a slow go at McCausland, and then again you're slow between 270 and Mason. And from the Spirit of St. Louis overpass out to the Boone Bridge, southbound on 270, pockets of heavy traffic now between 64 and Doherty Ferry. This update is brought to you by the makers of Centrum, with quality ingredients backed by 30 years of science, so you know you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanks, Fred.
It's the longest-running charity golf tournament west of the Mississippi.
Four!
And has raised over $7 million for cystic fibrosis. It's the Jack Buck Golf Classic Dinner, Sunday, August 12th at the Norwood Hills Country Club, where you'll begin the evening with a cocktail reception, a seated dinner, silent and live auctions, and live entertainment, all to benefit cystic fibrosis. Even if you're not a golfer,
four!
Ow! You'll enjoy a night out of the country club. For tickets, call 314-733-1241 or go to gateway.cff.org/jackbuck. The Jack Buck Classic Dinner to benefit cystic fibrosis. Brought to you in part by the Big 550 KTRS.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of silver $100 unions. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the proof were recently discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. And now, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of 1-ounce silver $100 unions to the public. These hefty silver $100 unions are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-220-1174. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Attention all women over 18. If you don't have a facial exfoliating brush yet, we need your help and you need ours. We're Hydroxytone and we have one mission: to set a world record by giving away 1 million free Sonic Microderm facial brushes in 24 hours. We're calling it the Million Brush Giveaway, and we need your help to reach our goal. So please call now and tell us where to send your free facial brush. 1-800-500-6515. Exfoliating, softening, smoothing, renewing your skin for youthful radiance. This luxurious facial brush is top of the line, valued at $60. But call now and you can get it free during our Million Brush Giveaway. Just cover the minimal shipping and processing. Again, we're trying to give away 1 million free facial brushes in 24 hours, so we need your help. If you want a flawless, younger-looking complexion, call immediately to get your free facial brush now. 1-800-500-6515. That's 1-800-500-6515. 1-800-500-6515.
Oh, man, the ump made the wrong call again.
Just like I did.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we've been trying to refinance our mortgage. It's taking forever. I don't think they know what they're doing.
It sounds like you need to make the call.
What call?
Three words, my friend. American Equity Mortgage.
Isn't it time you made the right call? I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. You already know that interest rates are the lowest in years, but it's more than low rates. It's about professional service, getting the most out of your money, and getting you to a better place. So make the call to American Equity Mortgage today.
Call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. 314-878-9999.
So, you're going to make the call?
It's time, isn't it?
It's time.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Stop. Don't buy that refrigerator or that new washer and dryer until you check out Affordable Kitchen and Bath. They're having their late summer blowout sale starting Thursday, July 26th through Saturday, the 28th. Affordable Kitchen and Bath, we all know, is a great place for deep discounted appliances, cabinets, granite countertops, whatever it may be. Well, this weekend, Thursday, July 26th through Saturday, they're having a blowout sale on top of their already ridiculous prices. 10% off all scratch and dent appliances on top of the already deep discounted prices. Tons of closeouts, 10% off the 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, 25% off in-stock granite, free delivery on offers over $2,000. There, aren't you glad you stopped? Affordable Kitchens and Baths starts Thursday, runs through Saturday. It's at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, which is Highway 94 between Kisker and Central School Road. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
When Christian Hospital's chief of surgery, Dr. Jay Jensen, needed life-saving surgery of his own, he could have gone anywhere, but he chose Christian Hospital. Dr. Jensen knows that Christian is not only one of the top hospitals within BJC Healthcare, we're also ranked among the top hospitals in the entire St. Louis region by U.S. News & World Report. Watch Dr. Jensen tell his story at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
I know what that music means. That means it's Tuesday and the CDs and the DVDs are out and that Joe Hipperson is in the house. And he's ready to tell you all about them, courtesy of Oreck. That's right, as in the great Oreck vacuum cleaner. But did you know there are 7 Oreck home care centers? And in those stores are some terrific home care products with the name Oreck on them. We'd love for you to go in and check them out and tell them you're AM and the PM. And now, the moment you've been waiting for, Oreck presents Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yes.
All right, Joe, it's all yours.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate that. New release Tuesday, What to Rent, Buy, and Avoid. We always start out with music, and Frank has been saying over and over, you know, that I just get into the DVD things more than the CDs. I think I may have found a few releases, at least one, that could be right up your alley.
All right.
Rob Zombie. That's right, Frank.
Yep,
Rob
you
Zombie
got me.
Finally has put out the album Mondo Sexhead that is available today.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this.
Now, Mondo Sexhead is not a brand new work of Rob Zombie's. It's a rework of songs he's done as a solo artist and in the band White Zombie. For example, you will get Thunder Kiss 65, the J-Devil Number of the Beast remix.
Uh-huh. That's the one I want.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. There's a lot of really cool stuff on here if you are a Rob Zombie fan. If you're not, this is exactly what torture would sound like. Or maybe it's not hard enough for you, Frank. Maybe you're thinking, you know, that Rob Zombie's really wussed out. He's kind of soft nowadays.
Yeah.
Then get excited because Slipknot have put out a brand new record.
Yeah. Yes.
And that one is called Antennas to Hell. Good stuff.
Yeah.
The Reverend Horton Heat, still popular with the kids, 25 to Life, is out. And Jennifer Lopez, get excited. Dance Again, the hits. The deluxe CD, DVD.
Oh, waiting for tonight?
There we go. All the greatest hits from Jennifer Lopez. Can anybody besides, what is it? There's the Jenny from the Block, but I'll say that.
I don't know anything.
I can't name
something about Get
one.
Off a
Floor. Oh, Waiting for Tonight. I just mentioned that one.
I know
waiting.
That, but since that was part of, you know, you saying that, I can't use it.
I actually don't know much about her, that she's a pretty decent actress.
I'll tell you what.
A couple, three or four dance songs that were hits.
I am very, very, very adamant when I tell you I do not like Jennifer Lopez as an actress, or if you want to move as an actor, because sometimes they use the word anyway. Out of Sight with George Clooney, directed by Steven Soderbergh, is the only movie I'll watch with
her. How about Enough? Did you see that?
Oh, that was a
is that about Selena?
Movie.
She starts fighting? Okay.
No.
Now,
Selena.
The Selena thing just doesn't do it for me. You know what I love, though? You know what I love about Jennifer Lopez? Is no matter how hot she wants to make herself nowadays, if you go back and watch Anaconda, she looks like a diseased chihuahua. I swear.
Oh.
No, really. Because she's in the Amazon, on the Nile, so she has to look very real. No makeup. Disgusting. And she's got a weird, wicked Cosby-looking nose throughout the whole movie. I can't figure it out. I mean, it looks like a flared-up nostril Cosby nose. Donnie, if you want to see J-Lo ugly, Anaconda is the way to go.
The Trojans that I wear, the model is called Anacondom.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Dina.
If You Had My Love, that was a big one in 99. Love Don't
Cost
Anything.
Big Snake, too.
Yeah.
There's a couple other
good name for a giant Anacondom.
Thank you for backing up Jennifer Lopez.
Oh,
And
that's I'd back her up.
That's okay. Wow. All right. Also out today, you can pick up on Blu-ray for the first time ever, the 1952 film High Noon with Gary Cooper and Grace Kelly, now out on Blu-ray. Also out on Blu-ray is the 1956 Kevin McCarthy Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Scary.
Wasn't Donald Sutherland guilty of being in the worst remake ever of Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
I never saw that movie.
No, I didn't either.
I saw the original when I was a kid.
Because I think he's in the remake. I think like a 70s remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which is just laughably, horribly bad. Donald Sutherland, can you name me 3 movies that really just epically make him a great actor?
No.
I don't think anybody can.
No.
I mean, outside of MASH, which I still love, that the film, MASH, I really dig. And
what played a teacher in
Animal
the huge
House.
Hit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for what he said, for all the movies he's been in, he doesn't really have that many great performances.
He's more of a character actor, I would think.
True, but the guy, he still carries a lot of weight, and he'll pop up every once in a while. Horrible Bosses. He showed up in Horrible Bosses for 5 minutes. It's just pretty wild to me that the guy doesn't really have that definitive role.
Was that movie that he was in with William H. Macy, and they were hitmen? Do you remember that? He was the father, and William H. Macy was the son.
Really?
It was a good movie. It was really a good movie. And William H. Macy went to a psychiatrist, and that was the guy that they had to hit. And it's a really good movie. I cannot remember the name of the movie.
William
though.
H. Macy, another guy who doesn't have to work. His family owns Neiman Marcus.
He's a great actor, though. I love all of his movies.
Pleasantville, amazing.
Oh, I love
Pleasantville. One of my favorites.
The Butterfly Effect, starring Ashton Kutcher and all of his greatness, is out on Blu-ray. Finally, thank God. You can also pick up Sanctuary Season 4, Leverage Season 4, Eureka Season 5. We've also got a couple other things out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. Maybe you've checked them out before, not sure if you have. Hard to Kill, starring Steven Seagal and Kelly LeBrock right before she hit the wall. In my opinion, is the last time Kelly LeBrock looked like Kelly LeBrock. I think right after
the
Hard to Kill.
Weird Science of Kelly LeBrock.
Yes, after Hard to Kill, man, into the wall.
And Woman in Red or Lady in Red with
Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know how to say this, Frank, without being too lewd or crude.
That's all right.
Okay.
Say it.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to put it out there. As a kid growing up in the 1980s, finding out that there was a VHS copy of this movie with Willy Wonka in it and the hot girl from Weird Science, I watched it. As a little kid, I tried to just, I couldn't believe it. So I had maybe a couple unnecessary sick days because that movie with Gene Wilder and Kelly LeBrock had a bush scene. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my
God. I didn't realize that. You can't say that. I did not realize that.
You can't say that.
Yes, you can.
I thought I could. He told me
she's hiding in the bushes?
Yeah.
Oh.
The bush, he's like, hey, come out here. Kind of like in It's a Wonderful Life, where she's like, hey, you know, give me my rubber on screen.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
Okay. Yeah, Kelly and Steven went on the same diet together, apparently.
She was so smoking hot, though.
Oh, yeah. No. Weird Science, good stuff. Wow. Okay, so also, we've got Just Cause. Just Cause is out on Blu-ray first time ever, starring Lawrence Fishburne and Sean Connery. Maybe you saw it,
maybe you
didn't. I enjoyed it.
Good movie.
Down in Louisiana, that kind of thing. Yeah, right. Good stuff. Also out on Blu-ray, first time ever, Patrick Swayze in Next of Kin.
No thanks.
He's dead, so we can't really, whatever. All right, fine. A Perfect Murder, Michael Douglas, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Good one.
Oh, that's
out on Blu-ray,
creepy.
First
Very
time
good.
Ever. Here's a movie I think a lot of people forgot about. I think it's great. Kevin Bacon, Gary Oldman, Christian Slater, Murder in the First, out on Blu-ray, first time ever.
Yes. Like that one.
Really decent film.
Good
and
stuff.
Everyone's kind of playing against type, and that's I thought that was what really made it very good. Great Gatsby, the original, out on Blu-ray. Martin Scorsese, being his independent best in Mean Streets, is available on Blu-ray. And last but not least.
It's all right that you ran over. We got you in late.
All right. I know some people like him. So I don't think anybody hates the guy. So I really wanted to bring up that PBS has a very cool Master Series DVD out today called Johnny Carson, King of Late Night. There are a lot of box sets out there that cost a lot of money. So a lot of people are like, I don't want to spend $300 all this Carson stuff. This is under $20. It's one DVD. It is a great comprehensive looking of perspective, I guess, of Johnny Carson, how he got into hosting the late night, you know, Tonight Show. Everything. All the weapons him retiring and dying. It's a very cool
I saw it on PBS.
Okay,
and you know what? You
one.
Said something very interesting. You don't ever hear people say, I can't stand Johnny Carson.
Right.
Few people.
He was the Oprah of his time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beloved. Nobody could say anything bad.
Yeah, I saw that special. That's a good special.
That does it for me. I'll talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right, a good report. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
Joe Hipperson brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Stick around. Bill Cleveland is on the way on the Big 550 KTRS.
With an update on the roads, here's Frank Ladd with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Frank?
Thanks, Tina. We've got issues this afternoon out on the highways. Still working with that accident eastbound Highway 40. It's just past the entrance from 6th Street that has the right lane blocked. But as you backed up now, eastbound on Highway 40 from Grand all the way up to essentially the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound on Highway 40, you're still heavy from the Illinois side of the river all the way out to the end of the construction zone at Union Station. A very slow go through there. An earlier tractor trailer that was stalled finally got out of the way. Southbound on 270 just past 44. Got a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder. You're heavy southbound on 270 this afternoon between Highway 40 and Doherty Ferry, then in pockets approaching Highway 44. Also have a crash eastbound Highway 40. I'm sorry, westbound Highway 40 from the ramp from 141. Be prepared to stop there. That's right on the entrance ramp from 141 to westbound Highway 40. This update is brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. On your way home, grab a new chopped chicken Cobb salad, now topped with perfectly ripe hand-sliced avocado and always made to order. It's the perfect summer salad to end a long summer day. Try one today at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. Despite what you think, estate conservation isn't just about what happens after you die. Besides death, there are plenty of other misfortunes, accidents, injuries, or other misfortunes that may make you unable to manage your own affairs. That time can go more smoothly for you and your loved ones if you prepare ahead of time. At Legacy Wealth Advisors, Kevin Lloyd understands that proper estate conservation can be a challenging process. Join us Thursday, August 2nd at noon and 6 p.m. at the Lodge de Pere and get straightforward explanations of estate conservation options available so you can make decisions for you and those you leave behind. 314-831-6000. There's no cost to attend, but you do need reservations. Estate conservation, August 2nd at noon and 6 p.m. at the Lodge de Pere with Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors. 314-831-6000.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through National Planning Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Legacy Wealth Advisors, Inc. and NBC are separate and unrelated companies.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
Well, it's been reported that if he's elected president, Mitt Romney promises to crack down on pornography.
All right.
And the promises seem to be having an effect in the polling. In fact, just today it appears Obama is now leading nationally 98-2. really taking a jump there. And the latest job numbers don't look very good for President Obama's reelection chances. New employment figures reveal the only good jobs created during his administration were for American Idol judges.
No, that's the truth.
Hey, and the Kardashians' former nanny, she's written a tell-all book about the family.
Okay.
The Kardashian sisters have no plans to read it, you know, because it's a book.
Yeah, no kidding.
And finally,
I just can't learn enough about those Kardashians.
Boy, no kidding. Well, it's a crazy heat here in St. Louis. An air quality alert is now in effect, although officials say not to be alarmed. There's nothing to worry about as long as you don't inhale.
Well,
that was nasty.
Yeah. Yikes.
Mama.
Hang on. Wow.
It's on.
You know what? I'm sorry. I read that backwards. I was supposed to do that one first.
Okay. Oh, now I see the order work.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AIM of the PM Cab Company, and I'm Bill Cleveland of the Big 550 KTRS.
He's rushing out of here. He can't get out fast enough. Thank you, Bill.
Bye.
Playhouse is coming up, and the information about our winter trip. You can join us. Only 15 rooms. That's sorry. Everything else is sold. We'll tell you more if you just stick around a couple of minutes. 5 o'clock at the Big Five.